This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, consequences of cutting from family. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the consequences of cutting from the family. Now, when we talk about this relation, which is some people, they do cut from their family, there are some consequences. Why? Because cutting from family, generally known as qat'i rahim in the Arabic, which is the opposite of sila rahim. Sila rahim means like having a good relation with the family. Now, in this term that we have, rahim means womb. Now, generally, when we talk about the sila rahim, we explain that rahim, because it means the womb, so sila means having a connection, having a friendship with those who have a relation to you through the wombs. Obviously, it is about the brothers and the sisters. The brothers and sisters, they should have a good relation even when they grow, when they have kids, maybe they become the grandparents. They should not cut from each other. Unfortunately, the system of the life, we can see that it is in a way that, especially in the Western societies or the Western world, people are disconnecting from each other. The family members are disconnecting. Everyone is living his own life. Children, when they become 18 years old, they try to get separate from their parents. And when parents are old, they have to think about themselves, taking care of themselves by themselves, and maybe going to an old age house. And we see that there's no one to respect them. There is no one to basically go and see them. And this disconnection has the consequences. And Islam says it has the heavy consequences. If you do not want to have those consequences, then you need to build a relation with your family, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the consequences of cutting from family. Now, when we talk about the consequences of cutting from the family, obviously the very first thing is that the person's life becomes shorter. Now, those who do not have a good relation with their parents, with their brothers and sisters who have cut from the family, this cutting from the family is basically making their life shorter, and they become sick very soon or very consecutively. So therefore, these issues which they face is because they're away from their siblings, they're away from their brothers and sisters, they're away from their parents. On top of that, we know that the respect of parents is very important in the Islam, and Islam gives importance to the respect of the parents. Therefore, those who leave their parents on their own, obviously there are some consequences. When Allah has created us, He had made parents the means of our existence. We must respect our parents because of this relation that we have. At least we cannot be born, we couldn't be born without our parents. Therefore, when He made them the one through which we came to this world, He made them our guardian, He made them our nurturer. Therefore, when they have done their duty to nurture us and they were our nurturer, now when we are grown up, it's our duty to take care of them when they're old, when they need us. It is not right to just send them to an old age house. Rather, we should take care of them the way we take care of our children. And don't say that they have done it because it was their duty. Islam is not like this. Islam says the way they took care of you, you must take care of them, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.